The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
One of our listeners, I believe Danny, lives in Wichita, T95, our home. I want to thank Wichita, by the way, in T95. I'm just going to thank you a lot.
Right, just because.
Thanks for listening to the show. It means a lot to us. And spread the word.
Oh, and by the way, tomorrow, starting tomorrow, you can hear the best of Todd and Tyler on T95 at 6 a.m.
6 to 10 every Saturday now, you can hear the best of T95.
Until we run out of best of stuff.
No, Barely Bush doesn't do that.
Right, never.
No, yeah.
He runs.
Some days it only goes till 6:30.
No, it's 6 to 10 no matter
six
what.
To 10, yeah.
You decide whether it's best of or not.
Yeah, it just depends on your definition of best.
Todd's going to be a grandpa, and we were wondering what they're going to call you. And Danny, actually, is from Wichita. He did the obvious. I forgot about that. When the baby's born, reach over and say,
"Hi, I'm Todd."
Just go with Grandpa Todd.
No, that's...
You don't want Grandpa. I know you don't. I don't want Grandpa
either.
Skull?
How about Skull?
Yeah, just for no reason they call you Skull. What does that mean?
Skull? Do you really want the history behind that?
Like a Cheers?
I want it quickly because I see hashtag Skull, and I have no idea why the Vikings say that.
It had to do with marauding Vikings, you know, from the day.
All right.
And when they would defeat an enemy... it was loosely translated.
Did they have a ring in their jeans? Is that what they call a
right.
skull?
We will drink from the skull of our enemy.
Oh, skull?
Yeah.
Well, why is it skull? Skull.
Because it's Norwegian.
Oh, you say it that way. Got it. All right.
Huh.
I never knew that.
Yeah. So
how long has it been doing, the skull thing? You've always said that?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
It kind of morphed into just a greeting.
Got it.
Now it's like, dude.
Got it. Among Viking fans, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, this says it's a Danish, Norwegian, Swedish word for cheers or good health, a salute or a toast.
Okay. Now it is, but that was not the origin.
Yeah,
the origin was based
in... here's a good health as I drink out of your skull?
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Got it.
As I drink out of my enemy's skull.
I got it.
I think it's also a bottom shelf dusty vodka.
Well, yeah, yes it is.
Yeah.
I think it is.
Plastic bottle stuff.
Please drink out of the skulls of Eagle fans. Please do that.
Yeah.
Please don't.
I'll join you on that one.
Hours away, hours away. Yeah. The first game you'll have to sit through, Todd, though, Jim Nantz, Tony Romo, Tracy Wolfson, 2 o'clock. Weather not expected to be a factor in either of these games.
Good.
And then you get Buck Troickman and Aaron Andrews for your game, I'm sure you're excited about.
I don't hate that announcing team.
No,
well,
good.
I like
they're good.
And,
they're fine.
You know, I read insufferable Viking fan posts. I have been a lot this past week, and we got to have Buck and Aikman. Yeah.
I like
Aikman. You want to have Buck and Aikman because they're the A-team.
Well,
that means the network thinks something of your game.
No, they think it's the NFC Championship game. No, they've done games where I don't care.
It's the only NFC game being played this weekend. Yes, it's going to be Buck and Aikman.
In the morning. Now, the Vikings point spread has held pretty steady, actually, at 3, but the Patriots has been plummeting. Vegas,
because they're faking his hands hurt.
Well, there'd been a push of money starting to happen anyways on the Jaguars. Yeah. A lot of expert picks were coming in.
The spread was too big,
The spread was big. Sharp money started coming in on the Jags at that big number, so it's dropped. And then the Brady throwing hand injury, which we don't know a lot about, has also helped. That spread's down to 7.5
That's
now.
That's gamesmanship.
Was as
Patriots.
High as 10.
And this is
Patriots
where
gamesmanship.
This is where I want to drink out of the skull of Eagle fan. You're not underdogs. It's not because think you're going
to
lose.
No, they are the number one seed.
Yeah. Well, and the money line is based on where it's going.
That's it.
All Vegas wants is equal amounts of money on both sides so they can earn their 10%.
Take your dog mask off.
Right. They don't care who wins or loses. Well, they care that they win.
Right.
They care that they at least break even.
The Eagles are literally underdogs, but
they
see your point.
Yeah,
yes. Now, this was a great line from Patriots safety Devin McCourty. He was asked yesterday at a press conference.
Don't take it personally because, you know, that money line is all business.
Sure.
It's got nothing to do with who's better. It's
that's why
business.
It changes. Yeah, that's why it changes. Devin McCourty was asked yesterday,
Devin, how'd Tom look today in practice?
Devin McCourty's answer is great. Tom looks excellent every day. One of the best looking people I've ever met. When you look at Tom, I mean the facial of it. It is hard to look at anything else. I really only saw his face.
Hold it.
So, Tom.
Yeah, that's literally, I had sex with Tom Brady. That's what he's saying right there.
I want to.
By the way, shut up. Just shut up.
I thought that was funny, though. They're asking about his hand, and he just made it about
so beautiful.
The beauty of Tom Brady. Yeah. It's probably tongue-in-cheek. This day in 2002, though, Tom Brady era really began. The tuck rule in that divisional game. Sorry, Luke, against the Raiders.
They cheated. That was not. He fumbled
it was
that.
It's a created rule.
He fumbled because of Brady.
Yeah, they just made it up.
He fumbled it.
They've
been riding that wave since.
We didn't really know what Brady was yet.
No, but.
You know what I mean? Or Belichick.
But the Raiders should have been in the Super Bowl.
Yes. Well, they would have gone on to the AFC game.
That wasn't the AFC Championship game.
That was a divisional game. Okay. They would have played the Steelers.
Yeah.
Which the Patriots obviously
won.
That's
right. Yep. That was just a divisional game.
Right.
Yep, and that put Tom Brady in his first AFC Championship game, which this is now his 12th. And just for a little historical context, since the merger, Brady's 12 appearances is more than every franchise all time, except for the Steelers, the 49ers, and the Cowboys.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing. I mean, he's got 12 by himself. The Redskins, pretty good franchise, 6. The Vikings, 9. Broncos, 10. Packers, 7. Chiefs, 1.
You hate the Chiefs.
Giants, 5. Rams, 9. Eagles, 7. Bears, 5. I mean, Tom Brady has 12.
Yeah, the best part about people getting older is that they eventually go away.
Yeah.
So, you know, presidents leave, quarterbacks leave, teams aren't as good. It happens.
Yes.
So we can wait for that.
Yeah,
you know,
it'll come around.
The day that dynasty dies will be a day that the rest of the world cheers.
Well, it's going to help the NFL once they die. Yeah.
Statistically, I find this interesting, something you might not be aware of. You know, you can find a stat to really go whatever way you want, you know, to explain whatever argument you're trying to. But here's just some nuts and bolts. The Cheaters' offense is first in points per drive in the National Football League. Jaguars' defense, first in points allowed per drive, right?
Yeah, but
so
you know
head
what?
To head. First,
did you see what the Steelers did to that defense? They scored 42 points against them.
I mean,
42 points.
They have
no turnovers.
Yes. Well, they had two turnovers.
No, the Steelers didn't run a ball back with an interception. They ran their offense scored 42 points.
Yeah, and it was not easy.
I'm not saying they're not good. I'm just saying that Brady's going to win this game.
I don't feel that way.
Well, I hope you're right.
Yeah.
I hope I'm completely wrong.
But I don't think it's a blowout.
But it doesn't matter.
I don't think they cover even at 7.5.
I don't even care.
I think it's closer now.
I don't even care if they, as long as they win, they win. That's what sucks. They're going to win.
Cheaters offense first in yards
and
per
I'm
drive.
And I hope I'm wrong.
First in first downs per game. The Jags defense is first in the opposite of those categories on defense. And in NFL history over the years in playoff situations, it indicates that the defense wins these type of games.
Yeah. Well,
now, the only exception to that has been Brady over the years. He's been the only guy who's beaten number one defenses in the league.
They're going to be some weird call, and they'll go the a Patriots way. Sorry, Cleet.
Of course.
And Cleet will get it right.
Jeez, Cleet.
And Cleet will get it right.
No. When they go to New York, that's not Cleet. Cleet doesn't have a say once that goes under the hood. No. They can overrule him.
They can, but his input is given.
They do.
Right, because New York will be in his
New York makes that call.
And say, no, that's that guy tackled Tom Brady.
Right.
That's a penalty.
Right. Yeah.
We know the game was over, but Cleet, we need 8 extra seconds for the Patriots
Something
like that.
Yep.
Yeah. That guy that remember Leonard Fournette, old boy for the Jags, was involved in an accident in his Maybach, and it was not Bill Belichick. We have proof of that.
Steeler fan hit him.
It was Steeler fan. Yeah.
Well, was it in Pittsburgh?
But it was an accident.
Was it in Pittsburgh?
No, it was in Jacksonville. Apparently, a Pennsylvania couple was dropping off their in-law.
Yeah,
they got
their picture taken with them, right?
Yeah.
They said they were at the game too.
Yeah, which is pretty.
And cool. The bumper? They got the bumper.
I think the state trooper got the bumper.
The bumper.
The Maybach bumper.
The signed bumper.
Signed Maybach bumper. In the NFC, the Vikings have lost 5 straight NFC Championship games. Sorry, Todd.
And
they're due now.
0-3 in the last Hockey League ref game.
Right, all those things.
Stop reading that crap.
Well, it doesn't make any difference.
It doesn't make any difference.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter where you're sitting in your couch either, by the way, stupid Viking fan.
Or how
I'm with Craig there. Stupid Viking.
You watch in a different room, maybe on the Viking patio. Stay out there. Well,
see, you know what would negate all that? You can sit in the same place and you can wear the same jersey and the same hat. But the game is being played in a different stadium. The game is actually being played in a different time zone. And the game's being played at a different time.
Now, if it,
so you can't negate all those factors.
If you need something good to happen, though, are you going to go to the same exact spot where the Stephon Diggs catch happened?
I was pacing the floor at
okay.
that point.
All right, that's yeah. fair.
Hand yeah. in pants, though, but that's normal.
No, I think I had the head in hands at that point.
Yeah. Which head? Because when he scored, yeah. it wasn't the head
on his
shoulders.
Then it was hand in pants.
Yeah, then it was hand in pants. Yeah.
And I didn't scream or anything. I didn't go nuts because I was...
You were juggling your nuts.
I was stunned.
Yeah, sir.
I was just stunned.
That's unbelievable.
This is not a Viking-like performance.
Hi, I'm Todd.
That's how you
well, let's sound. Hope yeah. they correct that ship Skull. This weekend.
Right, because the Vikings are usually on the other end of that.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Historically.
Do you know I feel bad for you? If you lose, you've got to come in and deal with these douchebags.
I know, but I got to deal with these douchebags 5 days a week.
Yeah, but they'll be extra harsh on you Monday morning.
I won't be.
Oh, you will. You will.
No,
you'll find your spots.
Never.
You'll be passive aggressive like I am.
You'll find your spots.
No, it depends on how they
live. No, the rest of us are much more passive
than aggressive.
Than you.
I'm passive aggressive.
No, you're aggressive.
You're aggressive.
Okay, oh, yeah.
We're more passive.
But you'll
in
be
our
that
aggression.
Way. How'd that go for you there, Todd? That's
no,
saying.
No, no. I learned that from you.
I missed that game, Todd. I know you learned it from me. I don't care.
If they lose in a heartbreaking fashion, then yeah, we might rub it in.
You're going to rub it in no matter what.
No. I don't see that happening.
I'm with you, Todd.
Yeah, and now I want them to win just to shove it up there.
I know you do.
No, we understand that.
I know you do.
Yeah, I would expect nothing less.
Yes, you do.
You understand. Yes, it fit.
Skull.
Skull.
Right. I want to drink from the skull of my coworkers come Monday morning.
I think there's a weird thing about that. Your grandkid will be born the year the Vikings won the Super Bowl.
Win the Super Bowl.
And I think there's something. I think it's about time.
Can I go to HR when he says that he wants to drink out of the skull of his coworkers?
Only if he says it off air.
No, oh, yeah.
He's got to say it off air.
Because they'll say that you put up with abuse since 2000, puss.
Yep.
You got nothing.
Yeah. It's a gray zone.
But that's not even sexual. That's just a
terroristic threat.
I want to drink
the sexual
your skull.
Fine. Yeah.
Like, wow. That's even beyond eat a burger and die.
Yeah, well, that was me telling Todd.
That might be the harshest thing ever said here.
Yeah, I think I could say that. I just can't send out like a company-wide email.
Right.
No,
yeah. That says
reply.
Well, he didn't say you'd be dead. You could still pour some wine in your mouth and drink it right out.
I don't want you to
he
die.
He does it anyway, right?
I just want to
drink from your skull.
No big deal.
No big deal. Yeah. He's full. Start drinking.
You might remember this play that happened in that Saints-Vikings game. The Saints punter, Thomas Morstead's his name.
What's the story here?
He made a great tackle, first of all. It was like he made a great tackle
on a punt
return.
Probably a touchdown-saving.
Very likely a touchdown-saving tackle. And it was a good tackle.
Wasn't it the opening kickoff?
Did he hurt himself on that play? Because he was grabbing his ribs.
What did he do?
He tore cartilage in his ribs.
Okay.
All right? And he played, obviously. But more notably, he was one of the first guys out of the locker room for that joke of a PAT.
Right.
He had to do at the end of the game. That's not something he lines up on, special teams block.
Right.
But he came out of the tunnel with torn cartilage in his ribs just so they had enough guys to whatever put people on the line. So a Viking fan, since they won, noticed his toughness and started a little campaign on the internet.
He's got a charity.
He's got a charity. And so now this number, Viking fans got on board. Now this number is at $193,000 that Viking fans have donated. And in a class move by this punter, he said, you know, once the week is complete here, I'm going to come back to Minnesota and I'm going to give all that money to a children's hospital there.
That's cool, except for the fact they don't give the money if they lose that game.
Yeah. Right.
Of course, they're not thinking the punter.
Right.
Right.
Is anything.
Just like when Bills fans went nuts and gave to Andy Dalton's charity. They're not doing that if Andy Dalton doesn't win that
Thank
game.
You.
Well, apparently.
It's all contingent
upon. It is contingent charity. Yeah.
Whatever benefits them.
At least it's going to work out to help people, but contingent charities.
That's sure. Yeah, it is.
I did see this week as well that like Bengals fans were donating to Blake Bortles' charity. For beating the Steelers.
Oh, jeez. They're asshats. Yeah.
Well, they kind of were paying it for it. You know, they got the money from Bills fans, so they figured, we'll give to that charity.
And a 20.
I don't like it. It's all contingent crap making you feel, Something good. No, that's
they don't have to do
at
that.
At least it works out
right.
for this, the kids.
But yeah, they don't have to do that.
It's nice, but if the Vikings lose that game, they're not.
It doesn't happen.
It's charity.
No. Totally agree. 28-year-old third generation or self-called third generation Viking fan tore his ACL jumping up and down as that game happened. Imagine that. A 28-year-old is like, yeah.
Tore his ACL.
Yeah. He says he's like Teddy Bridgewater now.
No, he's not.
No, it wasn't that gruesome.
No, you're just a drunk in your living room pulling your ACL.
Yes. Last night.
Skull.
You guys know who Josh Allen is?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, the quarterback for Wyoming.
There you go. Yeah. A lot of people compare him to Wentz.
Yeah.
Carson Wentz.
Was he in fact recruited by the same group of people as Carson Wentz?
Fair chance. I don't know. I mean,
recruited by
Wyoming.
Wyoming, North Dakota, North Dakota State.
Yeah. Craig Bohl went from North Dakota State to Wyoming.
Yeah.
And I think he's
Wyoming's actually Division One, not one double A.
I think he recruited both those quarterbacks.
Yeah. Craig Bohl, good call.
And by
there.
The way,
yeah, they could have walked on.
How does every Division One school whiff on a guy like Carson Wentz?
It's just tough, man.
Because he's a kid from Bismarck, and you really don't know much about him.
That's it.
Yeah, I mean it's tough.
Well, how do teams whiff on quarterbacks in the NFL draft?
Yeah,
I mean it just
it's
a crapshoot.
Right?
It's just tough. And Mel Kiper, draft expert, thinks that this Josh Allen is going to be the number one pick of the NFL draft, and that's bad news for him because that would make him the next former Browns starting quarterback. Five quarterbacks they expect to go in the first round of this draft. By the way,
I didn't see much of him, but when I saw him, he was kind of pedestrian.
He's very Wentz-like.
Yeah, so obviously they studied him more than I do.
He's got Todd thinks
obviously
the number one player in the NFL draft. Apparently to Todd is pedestrian. That doesn't happen. The guy must be incredible if he's going to be the number one pick.
Well, they're kind of also looking at what he could be. And
I know that, but
is.
Still, the number one pick, you had to do something, college.
Oh, yeah.
You couldn't have just shot
him.
In my defense, Wyoming.
You saw you probably saw a quarter of a game.
Right. Wyoming was not on TV a lot.
Exactly. Right.
They're not a free. They don't have their own network.
Yeah, you got to dig hard to find that.
Right. NBC Kiper's
gonna check in with Todd
every Wyoming home game.
Born on this date, or dead now, Junior Seau would be 43 years old today.
Yeah,
longtime
young
Charger linebacker and was a cheater for a minute as well. Killed himself.
Yep.
Also, in the chest.
Yeah.
Didn't he shoot himself in the chest?
Yeah, so he could shave his head.
Yeah, study his brain.
Did he win a ring with the cheaters?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
That's a fair question.
I don't know.
He went there to do that, obviously. Also born on this date, Steve DeBerg, longtime NFL quarterback.
Love Steve DeBerg. Quarterback the Chiefs, too, for that matter.
He was a
quarterback to everybody. Yeah,
everyone.
The journeyman.
The Dolphins.
Tampa.
I think he was a Bronco for a minute.
Yep.
And I only brought his name up because I was going to do who's taller, and then I forgot to look up how tall they both are. So
doesn't matter.
We're moving on.
I'm tired of that game. I played like seven times yesterday.
So we're moving on.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous for a professional radio show. Yeah. Be playing who's taller seven times.
It generates a lot of excitement.
It does.
I'm just glad not to tear my ACL watching you guys play.
Because
I don't even play.
Yeah. You wouldn't have done it, Petey.
No?
Nope.
Steve DeBerg too.
Well,
short?
I guess you do throw out the occasional push.
Ah. DeBerg or who?
And Junior
Seau.
Well, see, I would have thought they're both the same size.
It's a push.
Known.
Both 6'1".
Oh, it's
6'3".
A push. Okay.
6'3". There we go. Deion Sanders, probably around 6'3" as well. There were rumors he was going to be joining Florida State's coaching staff. It's not happening now. Yeah. He decided he probably didn't want to work that much.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah. Why would a guy like that want to be in film room?
It probably interested him for a minute.
Cleaning
like,
up a job.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And then,
yeah,
like, wait.
I ain't the star.
How many hours a day?
Nah.
Like, nah.
I had to go to every game? I had to go to every game.
Man, even those early ones against them bad teams?
Yeah.
Man,
nobody's watching.
I got Golden Corral commercials to take.
I'm going to go under on Deion Sanders at 6'3". Look up his height.
Yeah,
save that for
right.
Monday.
Oh, yeah,
save
probably 6'1" or something.
Yep, yeah. You're right.
Lane Kiffin is at Florida Atlantic. He's 42, one of the youngest head coaches when he was being a head coach at places.
Right.
He's brought in a 24-year-old to be his quote-unquote offensive coordinator, which
Charlie
Lane Kiffin
Weiss's
is himself.
Kid.
Right.
Charlie Weiss's kid.
A 24-year-old is an offensive
A lot of nepotism in that sport. Kids grow up in it. They coach. They get it. I mean, there's a lot of coaches are just as good as that guy, but they're going to pick the guy that Charlie Weiss said, hey, Charlie Weiss called, said, give my son the job.
You got any room for my son?
Right.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And speaking of dads and sons, Oblivious Ball, did not know he was serious about this. He wants to start a semi-pro basketball league. He's filed official patent and trademark stuff for the JBA Junior Basketball
All
Association.
All he's going to do is rip off kids.
Yeah, think about this.
He's going to rip off kids that had no shot at the NBA.
This is going to end so badly so many people.
Yes, it is.
This league would be for high school basketball players who don't want to play for free in college.
Right.
For free in college, so they don't
but
want
they have
a full
to pay
ride.
To be in the league,
and they
right?
want the gear and the food and all that.
They don't want that.
They don't want that. They
and
want
good
that.
Coaching.
Yeah, right. But they can't get into the NBA yet because of the rules. So he wants to start a league. He's looking for 80 players to fill 10 teams. He'll pay players, he says, between $3,000 and $10,000 per month. He wants to start this by the summer. This could end badly for a lot of these kids.
Oh, he could pull out. It could be a week into it. You call it, and they've all given up their eligibility.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Who's backing this guy financially?
Don't know.
He's a shyster.
You know, and that
He's
big baller brand, you know, like people are not getting the products they order, and they're not getting the right products. You can't return
so
the product.
He's so boring. I even zipped through when
he's going to screw a bunch of kids.
Keenan plays him on Weekend Update. I don't even listen to that. It bores the hell out of me.
Oh, yeah.
Even the funny bit about him bores me. Yeah.
80 players. So he's going to take 80 players who think they're who just don't want to go to school
and think they're all going to be in the NBA.
They're 80 players?
No.
The NBA draft, I think, is two rounds.
Right.
This guy. The Golf Channel, if you watch any of they're on the West Coast. If you watch any of the tournaments here coming up over the next, who knows how long this will take to settle. But, okay, think of these Golf Channel production crews, right? Now, I'm not wham for them. They go to Hawaii. They go to all these warm weather spots.
Right.
They're at these nice resorts.
But that's
these,
a continuous job, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. You know, and I'm sure they have kind of a shift change quarterly or maybe trimesterly or something like that. But the Golf Channel canceled their production company's health insurance. So all of a sudden, these guys who travel year-round canceled their health insurance. So many of them just walked off. They said, screw this.
Yeah,
this was last week, right?
Why would they do that?
Yeah, I don't know.
They don't want to pay it.
They don't want to pay it.
Yeah,
I mean,
I thought all the corporations are making money now. They're giving people bonuses.
No,
they're not.
The revenues may be down at the Golf Channel.
So you screw the guys over, right?
So you think all the things they try and cover and just how many people it takes to cover just one event.
Yeah, I see them in that, the Triple A tour sometimes in middle of nowhere. Like, who the hell's going to that?
Yeah.
Omaha.
And that's like the C team, right?
Exactly.
You know?
And they have at least three or four towers set up on the course. And, somebody's got to be walking around and following just about everybody, especially in the later rounds. You got to have a camera on just about everybody.
Yeah. And you also have to be doing a show that maybe nobody is watching.
Yeah.
I'm not even talking about the major. I'm talking about the minor tours.
Some of these others, yeah.
Yeah, the satellite tours. You know, nobody's watching us, so why are we talking about this hole?
Right. And then you've got
announcers
whose specific job
is to... Let's all be quiet and see if anybody calls the show. Let's see if anybody calls.
See if anyone notices.
Anybody notices we're not talking right now.
Gary McCord will be on hole 12. That's his job.
Just hole 12?
Yeah. He just covers number 12 all day.
Well, think about,
weekend.
The minor league tour, think about the guy schlepping a camera around the course in El Paso in August,
Well, once again, I can just be quiet. I'm going to shoot this squirrel for 10 minutes and see if anybody calls the Golf Channel and says, what are you guys doing?
And fart in the background, fart.
So I was shooting a squirrel last night.
Yes, I was. Thank you, Petey.
Thank you. Good luck, Todd. Have a good weekend.
Who are you rooting for? Who are you rooting for? The Jags and the Vikes?
Yeah, Jags, Vikes.
All right.
Yeah.
Because you're a man like me.
Yeah.
And like Todd. Not these haters.
No!
Not these Packer haters.
I don't know if I want that. Because I think the Jags D.
Oh, you're crazy.
Is better.
You do not want to play the Patriots in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think I do.
No, you don't. Because Bortles, doesn't matter what, he's not Brady. God, now I'm defending Brady. Brady is.
Wow. Is mark that.
Well, he's really good.
There's room over here on the Eagles bandwagon if you want to join us.
Bortles sucks. Don't get too cocky. Oh, I don't want to play the Patriots. Yeah. I'd rather play the Patriots. They'll be easier. You're going to lose now Sunday.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Let's hope.
I hope you lose. Damn it. Don't be insufferable Viking fan.
Too late.
I'd rather play the Patriots. Nobody's ever said they'd rather play the Patriots. Not the past.
In the early 80s.
Maybe. Yeah, the 80s.
Not since 84.
I think I just did.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.